Bruce's wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the UBC campus. My name is Mia. This is an eclectic music program that runs for the next hour, and if you are curious and you want more info, if you want to contact me, if you think that I played some cool stuff or you want me to play some cool stuff, check us out at particlesandwavesshow.com. And also, yeah, this did exist at one point at UVic, where there is quite a lot of backlog of the things that I played for about a year and a half, many moons ago, and that kind of ties in with today's show. So let's get started. I've got, I don't know, every week, I'd forgotten what this was like because I took a year off from radio, but every single week I put together a playlist. I'm like, man, this is going to be a really, really great show. I like all of this stuff. And it's a kind of a standard thing. So I want to kick off with an artist who just released his third album and continues to just thoroughly fill me with joy and surprise that he has not become just obnoxious. He is twee to the point of, he is a twee singularity. This is a man who takes a violin and some chiptunes and just makes something that should be playing behind Joseph Gordon-Levitt while he woos Zooey Deschanel. It's just absurd. His name is Kishibashi. Like I said, his third album, Sonderlust, just dropped last week. And I really like it because, as with his previous albums, he just knows exactly where that line is anymore from any less talented of an artist. And the sort of music he plays would just be like beyond obnoxious indie. But Kishibashi makes it work. And as proof, I want to play the first track of this new album, which is called M'Lover, M'Apostrophe Lover, which somehow becomes a love song. It's so great. So I'm going to hear that. After that, a track called A Thousand Stars by the Small Glories, and then one of my favorite songs of all time by the band Stars after that, here on Particles and Waves. Please enjoy.
Would you be everything I wanted in a lover and an accomplice? Could you be her? Would you feel together and inebriated, enabling of a fable we were never meant to be, but together? Misinterpret images of our innocence and vestiges of virtue. Would you feel pity for the masses who were adding and subtracting with scandals that we made together? Single heated motion, and we settled in agreement with glee. Our dangerous liaisons and clandestine creation myths were fine with me.
I wanna do a lover's do with you. I wanna walk the edge of the earth with you. I wanna say it to you the minute we feel the heat. Would you be?
stars, blue with leaving, faster than anyone can think, looking out over the water, where it's dark enough to see all of the best things. Oxygen balanced on a pin,
getting much too late in the bus back to the city. The day is ending, ending dark, and maybe so are we. And when the final summer ends, if I could come back down to earth, I would only live my life again. And what would that be worth? I could only kiss you once again. What would that be worth?
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. My name is Mia. You just heard a song called Division by the Montreal band Stars. The one that I have, it's from a compilation album called From Toronto with Love, but it's never actually been sort of officially released, which is one of the reasons it's one of my favorite Stars tracks. It's just kind of a special treat. You have to seek it out. Before that, A Thousand Stars by The Small Glories off of their album Wondrous Traveler, and at the top of the show, M'Lover by Kishibashi off of the album Sonderlust. Heading right back into the next set of music, let's talk about folk. I have this weird relationship with folk music. If you're a radio DJ in the Pacific Northwest and an indie music fan of any kind, you inevitably just reach a folk plateau. It just becomes very much the same. Things have to be really, really good and interesting. Like, it has to be very different in order to catch your attention, because it's, especially in like a post Mumford & Sons world, it's just very easy for things to start to sound similar. So, you know, like, I've made some enemies by sort of being meh about people like I really do like the Lumineers, but the Fleet Foxes I find very, very boring, which for some people is blasphemy, but I've heard it before. With that said, that doesn't mean that folk is bad in any way, and in fact, there are still a lot of bands and a lot of albums that can turn my head, and I found one such band this week. Seattle's The Head and the Heart, they formed at an open mic night in Ballard, and if you've been to Seattle or live in Seattle, I've been to Ballard, it makes perfect sense that The Head and the Heart formed there at an open mic night. They are pretty quintessentially a Seattle, you know, indie folk band, but their new album, Signs of Light, has so much energy and some really, really catchy tunes, so I want to play the catchiest of them, which is called Rhythm and Blues, and has such a great chorus. You'll be humming it the rest of the week. After that, I mentioned earlier that I have the archives, the track lists, for the shows that I did when Particles and Waves was at the University of Victoria's radio station, CFUV. And I got, I don't know, a little bit nostalgic. A lot of my process for picking out music for a radio show is to go to sort of have a weird amalgamation of new stuff and old, you know, old faithful things that I really adore. So I went back, I got a little nostalgic and started going through my old track lists and came up with three or four songs that I hadn't played, I haven't even thought of in over a year or two. So one of them is a Newfoundland band called The Fortunate Ones. had a great album called The Bliss a couple of years ago, and I really liked one of their tracks called Lay Me Down. So I'm going to play that for you. Another example of just like super good folk that does rise above the rest. And after that, a lovely cover of the track You Got It by Jeff Zegers off of his All for the Love of Sunshine EP, all here on Particles and Waves.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
Drive you home. I drive you home. Ooh, 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 ooh. Baby,
Hello, welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard You Got It by Jeff Zegers off of the All for the Love of Sunshine EP. Before that, Lay Me Down by The Fortunate Ones off of The Bliss, and Rhythm and Blues by The Head and the Heart from their new album, Signs of Light. So, I've been spreading a lie. There's been an insidious falsehood spreading through the halls of our most respected institutions. You may have heard that rock, there is no more good rock music anymore. They are lying to you. There is, you know, sort of no more good rock on the pop stations. And, like, very often there's a little bit of confusion as to, like, on some of the more mainstream rock stations, even the shadow of Nickelback is not going to go away anytime soon. But the genre is not dead. I have said a couple of times that rock music was like a non-renewable resource that we mined dry in between the 60s and the 80s. Like, yes, but also no, because there are groups that I discover week after week, like Smash Boom Pow, who I'm going to play next, who are just making really awesome rock music and, proving me wrong every single week. So here is What I Do by Smash Boom Pow. After that, a track from Deerhoof, who's been making, like, really good, weird experimental rock since the 90s, and one of my just favorite songs ever, Percussion Gun by White Rabbits.
Dreams, but memories. Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Welcome back, and I cannot believe that we're like almost 15 minutes from the end of the show. I've had to do some rearranging because I over-prepared. So be sure to tune in next week because there's already some cool stuff that unfortunately is not going to make the cut for today. You just heard Percussion Gun by White Rabbits off of their album It's Frightening, which if I recall correctly is from all the way back in 2010. Before that, Plastic Thrills by Deerhoof off of The Magic, their new album, and What I Do by Smash Boom Pow, local Vancouver act, from their Higher Power of Desire EP. So I talked about going back in time a little bit and pulling out a couple of old tracks from previous years that I discovered through radio and played on the radio and really enjoyed. The next two songs are both from there. The first is I'm Really Glad It Exists in a digital format, because when I found it, it was on like an almost unlabeled 7-inch single, and it was one of those things where you were like, I don't know if I'm ever going to find this again. It's magical. That's one of the brilliant things about vinyl, and especially vinyl singles. A Canadian artist named Phil Motion, he's got a group called Phil Motion and the Easy Lo-Fi, and they make like really just amazing, good, old-fashioned protest funk music. It's so fantastic. And Sena Bose, who's a European R&B artist with the most incredible voice and presence, I want to play a track for you called Pistols at Dawn. Please enjoy both of those here on Particles and Waves. ¶¶
Hear the wind calling me to leave this place. Yet here we are standing round face to face. This burning sky witnessed the greatest of love. Now it waits patiently to draw from our blood. The time has come to show and prove for being one. With all you thought you knew coming undone. Is that you reaching or you wanting to run? Stand down or show down, baby, let's get this done. You looking at me, me looking at you. We could have had it all, a world of our own. I never thought we could be pistols at dawn. I was the emperor and you owned the sun. Invincible, I can't believe what we've done. Surely we must be more than love on the run. Dancing in darkness to the sound of a drum. Can't help but wonder what you thought I would do. Lay down and play dead, boy, you know that ain't true. This is me reaching and you wanting to run. Stand down or show down, baby, let's get this done.
Listening, 'cause I'm wearing a ring.
That was The Pack AD with Teenage Crime from Positive Thinking. Before that, Pistols at Dawn by Sena Bose from the For Madeline EP, and Time Bomb, the single from Phil Motion and the Easy Lo-Fi. This is going to take me to the end of my show. Thank you very much for tuning in to Particles and Waves. I will be back next week at 2 p.m. again. Please stay tuned. There's lots of good stuff coming up. Radio Free Thinker is up next, and I will leave you with a very ethereal, very pretty track from Juliana Barwick called Nebula off of her new album, Will. So thanks again for listening, and I will catch you guys next week.